com. What's in your mind? Powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We want to know what's on your mind. Wow, some powerful storms going through North Dakota yesterday. I got woke up about 2:30 this morning and shook out of bed. It was a lightning show in Bismarck, and those storms worked their way all the way across the entire state of North Dakota. A lot of high winds in there as well. Some tree branches down, I noticed, and kind of hit and miss. But the lightning show, that was the big story. I do have one a road report for you this morning. Westbound lane is closed on I-94 and Highway 10, right about Driscoll, exit 193 in the Driscoll area. So there's a rollover, a semi rolled over, and westbound lanes of I-94 closed this morning. So if you're traveling, give yourself a little extra time to get around that detour. Good morning, Scott. What's on your mind today? Besides that incredible lightning show,
wake me last night to peer out the window and say, what the heck is going on?
And my dogs don't really like the thunderstorms, so they kind of said, Daddy, can we crawl up into bed with you? All right.
Nature's work quite pretty, but a little loud for the middle of the night, without question. Anyway, good morning, everyone. I'm glad to have you along on the program. Looking forward to a busy one today. We have the former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, that will join us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about the latest on Syria, what he would do, what is being done, and the consequences on inaction, the consequences to action. We're going to talk all about that. Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us for the Talk Radio Town Hall today. He obviously normally joins us Wednesdays. That didn't work with the trip of the Republican leader, Eric Cantor, to the Bakken yesterday, who we did catch up with after the show. And visit with him actually while he was just finishing up his tour of the Bakken. So we'll get his take on that as well. So all that coming up on the program. But of course, most importantly, your take on the news of the day at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You know what's on my mind? You asked me what's on my mind. Food! Not because I'm hungry.
You didn't stop off and grab breakfast on your way to work this morning?
Well, I thought about it, but I didn't dare because I thought there might be a strike. Since fast food workers are striking across the country, and I need some help from the wise listeners of the Northern Plains on this particular issue today, because I have trouble empathizing with people who take a job and then say, I'm not being paid enough, so I'm going to go, you know, carry a sign in the parking lot. Fast food, in case you missed this, fast food workers in a number of locations across the country are set to strike today. These burger flippers in arms, I guess, or something
mostly
like that.
Mostly
yeah.
Big cities is where this started. New York, they wanted to catch on in Chicago, the L.A.'s, a lot of the big cities across the country. They want $15 an hour.
If you see any of these fast food strikers out there today, by the way, let us know. We don't know of any that are happening around here, but we'd love to know. I want to know whose side you take in this dispute.
Well, when you're paying $20 an hour at a fast food restaurant and they still can't find enough people to work up in the oil patch, you know, maybe the people that want to carry those signs today should move to Williston.
Here's what I have a hard time with. If I have a fast food restaurant and I do my business plan and I say I can afford to pay X amount to attract a workforce to be able to serve a burger or a taco or, you know, whatever at a certain price, you're not forced to take the job, right?
No.
This isn't slave labor. I have a job to offer. Do you want to take it or not? So the strike thing really baffles me. I don't get it. You know, don't take a job. If you think it's a jam job that you have to flip burgers for, you know, $7.25, $8 an hour, more, as you say, in some places, including right here in North Dakota, then don't take the job. I don't get it.
When you look at it across the country, though, you're looking at a situation in other places where we're incredibly blessed here in North Dakota. You can't drive down any street in North Dakota and not see, we're hiring. Signs, we're hiring, we need help. That's not the case in most other places across the country. So in a lot of those cases, you know, maybe that's the best job somebody can get.
Tell me whose side you take in this dispute. I want to know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So, sorry, food's on my mind. What's on your mind?
Food.
Food, too?
Well, actually, I'm jealous because you got to eat at Target Logistics, and I love the food at Target Logistics. But school lunches, that's kind of what's on my mind today. A lot of school districts starting to opt out of Michelle Obama's healthy school lunch program despite losing federal dollars. There's federal dollars tied to these lunch programs. This was a big debate earlier in the year.
I'm glad they're opting out.
Yeah,
I mean, enough of the strings.
But a lot of the school districts, what they're finding is even losing the federal dollars, they're losing more money because the kids and the parents are opting out of the school lunch programs because they're not supplying what the kids want to eat or what the kids need to eat in a lot of the cases. And do we need to be taking advice on school lunch programs from somebody that lives in Washington, D.C., Michelle Obama? I don't think so. You know, I there's your local control issue. Put that back to the local school districts. You know, if you've got a rural community and you've got kids that are working on farms and ranches, you know, feed the kids. And earlier this year, this boiled down to the plan that they came out with starves the kids. I mean, if you've got a kid that's in athletics, if you've got a kid that works on a farm or a ranch, you know, sometimes that's the best meal that kid gets because of a hectic schedule.
It was so bad, Senator Hovind had to go in and say, look, we need a waiver on these rules.
Mm-hmm.
So the federal government screwed up school lunches, even, for crying out loud. And I'd love to know about what parents are hearing early in the season, if they've fixed it now, because I think, as I recall, the exemption that Senator Hovind got in temporarily, wants to fix it permanently, but temporarily was to be able to put more protein in there, but they weren't getting enough food to the point where they were in a barbecue in the Crosby School parking lot.
They were starving the kids.
Anyway.
And it goes back, though, to where the schools started opting out is a lot of the schools that had the financial wherewithal were the ones that started opting out. The wealthier schools starting opting out. And then a lot of the other schools that maybe are not as well off started looking at it and going, wait a minute, we're losing kids. Well, that's revenue for those schools. You pay for those lunch programs unless you have a child that's one of the subsidized ones. But they're losing money.
Let's ask if folks, by the way, want Michelle Obama's healthy school lunch program or want to go back to what kids actually will eat. Tell us that. Marion Minot, first up to weigh in with her opinions, which is what we're looking for. What's on your mind, Mary?
Well, that's okay. I think all of your topics that you're talking about are best addressed by let's get the government out of most things.
Amen.
Striking for better wages at fast food. That's because we can't hire 14-year-old kids for $5 an hour to work there. The price of a burger will accelerate as the wages accelerate. And when you talk about school lunch, well, people used to pack a lunch for their kids. When I was a kid, they made hot dishes and all the bread you could eat, all the milk you could drink. And you know what? People were healthier.
You think they were? You think that, you know, in other words, without all these strings and mandates and edicts and what exactly has to be served, people actually were healthier anyway?
Absolutely. I don't think there's any question about it. People eat what they need to eat. And if you gave them the options of more bread, maybe hot dishes, maybe salads, things like that, that things that maybe grandma makes, that isn't all bad food.
No, I'm
well, comfort
has,
food.
Just because it's calorie laden, just because it has a lot of calories doesn't make it bad food. I think they're way off on the deep end here.
Although my grandma wasn't the best cook.
Mine.
Well,
yeah, you're lucky.
Bertha.
Well, grandma's in on for the gravies and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, I'll bet if you put a turkey dinner in front of kids at a hot lunchroom, I'll bet they'd all eat it.
Oh, you think?
We should try that experiment.
Not the turkey bits and gravy that they spoon over the water-added potatoes.
I have an idea. We should solicit a menu from our audience and go up and have one of those taste tests. You want Michelle Obama's school lunch, or you want the what's on your mind?
Grandma's school lunch.
School lunch.
Your grandma, not mine.
From grandma's all across the Northern Plains.
Not mine.
What was two of the school scariest words in the English language are school lunch, you know, for me growing up.
What was your favorite? What was your favorite school? Because they all had days. What was your favorite school lunch day?
Well, it probably was the square pizza.
Well, yeah.
But that still was horrible.
I loved it.
Did you? Did you?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, compared to everything else, it was the best.
800-228-0550. Here's what some folks are saying about the school lunch debate on our Facebook page. This question is up for your commentary if you'd like to weigh in. Same thing, by the way, on the fast food strike today. I want to get your take on whether or not it's time to opt out of Michelle Obama's edicts. Here's what folks had to say about that. Marla says school districts need the freedom to make their own decisions. Jeff says we can only hope. Do we really want the first lady to tell us what our children should be eating for lunch? Thought she was a lawyer, not a nutritionist. Curtis says, get the kids to stay active, exercise, run the playground, and they can just eat about anything and maintain zero body fat. Heck, we did it in the 60s and 70s, and I had zero body fat. Get kids off their rear ends, and the first lady won't have to go gaga with her imperialism. Cameron says kids should learn to eat healthy. If they don't like what is served, go hungry. The idea that pizza is a good general food is nuts. Where are the parents in this? Or are they so self-centered that they don't realize what a fat-filled diet is doing to their children?
It's called moderation. Everything in moderation. You know, the pizza day is balanced out by the giblets and gravy with the green bean day. So it's all about moderation.
Back to your calls at 800-228-0550 with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Get set for a vacation of a lifetime with River Pilot Tours. They have a motorcycle tour for you. Fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, or Denver, Colorado. Select a Harley or an off-road dual sport of your choice and ride for 4 days. Both teleaccommodations included for all 4 days. They'll even recommend an itinerary to ensure you have a great time. All for only $1,500. Call River Pilot 307-222-6347. 307-222-6347. Or visit riverspilot.com. That's riverspilot.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I'm sailing away.
What's on Your Mind, powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bakken, along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., John Bolton. Find out what's going on with Syria and how that plays out with the future in the United States. Around the region, on the heels of that incredible thunderstorm last night, what a lightning show. 72 in Bismarck Mandan this hour, Williston 67, Dickinson 69, Minot 69, Garrison 68, Hettinger 71 this hour, Devil's Lake 69, Jamestown 71, 68 in Grand Forks, Fargo 72, Miles City, Montana 67, in Mobridge they're at 79 already this hour. Aberdeen 71, Lemon 71. Also a little reminder, I-94 by Driscoll, about exit 193. There's a truck rollover, semi-rollover. The westbound lane still closed on I-94 westbound.
Let's get back to the phones here and get your take on what's on your mind. We're talking food, school lunch, whether it's time to opt out of the Michelle Obama plan. We're also talking about whose side you take in this fast food strike. And if there are any fast food workers out there picketing a fast food restaurant where you're at, let us know. 800-228-0550. Greg in Lakes Country, Minnesota, DL, is joining us next on the program. Hey, Greg, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say on the fast food thing, they're already pricing themselves out of the market. Here in DL, they tacked on an extra tax for fast food, and I've gotten to the point now where I used to eat lunch in town, and I had to get away from it. I mean, what used to be for $5 or less now is $7, $8. So if they want to continue that way, all they're going to do is just add insult to injury already, you know, what we've seen already. So, I think it's ridiculous to even strike for an entry-level job that people typically work at in order to make some extra money while they're going to school or while they're trying to work themselves into an actual career. I mean, fast food.
Those are minimum wage jobs.
Am I a little kooky, Greg and Steve, to think that, look, if you don't like what the company's offering, then just go somewhere else? It isn't supposed to be a career job, right? It's supposed to be an entry-level job, get you started, and you do that, and then you go on to do something else, or you go up the ranks or whatever. But, you know, if an employer says, here's what I offer in the way of a position, you can take it, you cannot take it, just move on.
Oh, absolutely. You want to make more money, then go get on a road crew. Go work construction. Do something like
that.
Yeah,
go work at Menards, and they've got upward mobility.
Absolutely. And then as far as school lunch, you know, I think they should go back the way it was when I was young. I grew up in the 60s, early 70s, and I'll tell you what, school lunch, that's the only thing I look forward to all day, all morning. I would sit and watch that clock because I couldn't wait to get in that lunchroom. The food was great. All my friends, we liked it, got into middle school, and not only we had the hot lunch, but we also had the a la carte. So if you didn't like the hot lunch menu, you could go buy your sandwiches, you know, all the goodies, whatever you wanted. If you didn't get filled up in the hot lunch line, we'd walk right from the regular hot lunch right over to the a la carte. Grab a few things, you know, especially things like pizza burgers. You couldn't get enough of those. You had to, two or three, the athletes, the kids that were in sports, you know,
hanging out with your friends and bartering for that extra piece of pizza. I remember those days well, especially if you're in sports. Greg, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Ed and Sawyer. Ed, what's on your mind today?
Michelle Obama's dad. Who would want somebody to look like Michelle Obama? That's, you know, I wouldn't want my kids looking like that.
So you're saying the first lady's a little thick and we really shouldn't listen to nutrition issues from her?
That's what Barack was saying about Trayvon, so I'm going to say that about her. Right?
What did he say about Trayvon?
Well, if he had a son, he'd like him to look like Trayvon.
Yeah, if he had a son, if I had a son, I mean, that was part of the whole race baiting of that particular case. But I see you're tying that to her dictating what our kids should be eating at schools. All right, I got it, Ed. Thank you. You said something similar off the air, so you... You would, if you want to man up and just say you agree with...
I do agree with that. Do we need to take somebody's advice on nutrition? I'm a little bit bigger guy anyway. I'm a little thicker myself. I'm not going to give anybody nutrition advice. I know better. you know, I take care of me.
But, been there, done that. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It, you know, too much in means, you know,
yeah.
Not everything goes well. Anyway, do you think we ought to opt out of Michelle Obama's healthy school lunch program and what she calls healthy and go back to what kids will actually eat? Some more of your comments on our Facebook page and others welcome, by the way. It's 701.
Well, it doesn't matter what you eat.
258-0550.
It's the exercise you get.
There you go.
It's about the exercise. And you look at programs in the schools where they've cut back on the gym classes. They've cut back on the playground time. They've cut back on a lot of the physical activities in schools. There's your problem. You want to talk about childhood obesity? There's your problem. Kids sitting on the couch playing video games. There's your problem.
Ron says, I thought she was just trying to help curb the obesity epidemic somewhat. I had no idea her intentions were so sinister. And another responds, well, we can't think clearly about fat children if First Lady Obama thinks something can be done to help them learn to eat healthy, nutritious food. Seems the parents are not being responsible, which is really sad. Jason says, coming from the smoker-in-chief and girl with the big hind end, can I say that?
You just did.
I am appalled. Get the kids some exercise. The food my kids get now is laughable compared to what I ate pre-1983. Laughable. All right.
In a lot of cases, too, when you start talking like inner city and a lot of the kids in the lower economic end of the spectrum, the school lunch, that's their best meal of the day.
Other one we're tackling today is the fast food strike. Do you see any fast food strikers out there, and whose side are you on this one? Dave and Bismarck, have you found any out there?
Hey, guys, you're forgetting something real important on this deal with the McDonald's strikers. You forget this is now the new normal. Working at McDonald's is now a career. Because there are no jobs left in the country, so you guys are forgetting that part.
Boy, in the rest of the country, that is the case quite often. But is it a career job? $15 an hour? To me, it lies into the bigger issue of we have an administration and a program, an agenda that wants to raise the minimum wage. You know, does that tie in together, do you think?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I think that the jobs are so short, and there's just no positive outlook for anybody more that these people working in fast foods now think that they deserve to have these kind of wages. And, of course, it's ludicrous. I mean, if wages went up that much, nobody could be eating there anymore, and it's already expensive enough.
I wish I made $15 an hour.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Carrie Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. I have been listening to the lunch discussion this morning. Can't disagree with anybody, but there's something that's been left out of the equation, and that's when they talk about going back to the days when Grandma cooked. We had meat that wasn't full of antibiotics and hormones, and we had fiber in all of our wheat and that kind of thing for your bread, so that makes a huge difference.
Thanks, Carrie. We're going to squeeze Bill in real quick because we're up against the clock. Bill, you got about a half minute. Go ahead quickly.
Yeah, the thing that people don't realize is that if you start working at McDonald's at a young enough age, I mean, the opportunity to actually move up is fairly quick, and you can actually make quite a bit of money working there.
If you choose to make it a career. I mean, but there again, yeah. Right, start at an entry level, willing buyer, willing seller. Hey, I got a job. You want it? Here's the starting wage. This gimme mentality is part of the reason we're in the super in, if you ask me. It's takers versus makers. Bill, appreciate the comment. All the comments on that. We'll get a little more serious about Syria. In a difficult international crisis, what should we do? John Bolton joins us next. Stay tuned.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Get set for a vacation of a lifetime with River Pilot Tours. They have a motorcycle tour for you. Fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, or Denver, Colorado. Select a Harley or an off-road dual sport of your choice and ride for 4 days. Both tele accommodations included for all 4 days. They'll even recommend an itinerator and sure you have a great time. All for only $1,500. Call River Pilot 307-222-6347. 307-222-6347. Or visit RiversPilot.com. That's RiversPilot.com.
Go got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hanlon, all across the Northern Plains from the studios of KFIRE 550 in Bismarck, as well as KCJB Minot, KLTC Dickinson, KTGO Tioga, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, and, of course, 30 million listeners strong on GCN Live as well. Glad to have you along on the program. We're pleased to be joined by the former United States Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, to talk a little bit about the situation in Syria. Ambassador Bolton, nice to have you back. How are you?
I'm glad to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Vast majority of our listeners and this tracks with a lot of polls out there don't see a national security interest in the United States, don't think we have a dog in the fight of Syria. Can you just from the perspective of an expert in this area, explain why, you know, what our national interest is here?
Well, I do think we've got a national interest in what happens in Syria and the broader Middle East. You've got the Assad regime is essentially a tool of the government of Iran, which has been pursuing nuclear weapons for 20 years. Mixed in with the opposition is a substantial Al-Qaeda element and other terrorists that would at a minimum color the opposition if they came to power. So it's not like there's not an American interest. Obviously, you've got Israel bordering Syria and NATO ally Turkey on another border. But that's not the same thing as saying that there's a discernible reason for America to take sides one way or the other in the conflict. So I think it's important to understand that we've got a lot at stake with what happens broadly in the Middle East, and that obviously includes Syria, without necessarily meaning that we have to pick sides one way or the other.
Traditionally, Steve Bakken here, thanks for joining us, Ambassador. Traditionally, we're not good at picking sides when it comes to issues in the Middle East. Should our focus actually continue to be on Iran rather than Syria, or is this just a symptom of the bigger problem?
Well, I think Iran is the key problem in the Middle East. It's not the only problem, but if it weren't for Iran and its support for the Assad regime, together with Russia to be sure, but mostly Iran in terms of weapons, finance, and actually personnel from the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps and Hezbollah. If it weren't for Iran, the Assad regime would have fallen long ago. The problem in Syria, to my way of thinking, is not Syria. It's Iran. It's its support for terrorism around the world. It's its pursuit of nuclear weapons. It's the threat that it poses to the United States and our friends like Israel, Arab countries that are friendly to us in the region. That's what our focus ought to be. And while there's a humanitarian tragedy underway in Syria, that's been true for 2.5 years. And that alone, in my view, does not trigger an American military response. I think we ought to continue to give humanitarian assistance to the refugees, and I'm sure that the United States is among the largest contributors, if not the largest contributor, to that humanitarian assistance. But having interest and having a stake doesn't mean that you have to pick a side and fight with it every single time.
Should we worry about not being feared any longer? I mean, is that really one of the key things that's at stake right now as a country, as a major world power?
Not only not feared, not respected in normal day-to-day diplomacy. You know, the president, our president operates under the view that it's American strength and power that causes many of the world's problems, that it's our protecting our own interests that causes adversaries around the world to spring up and to decide to try and make things difficult for us. So his view is the less powerful America is, the more withdrawn, the better, the safer, the more peaceful the world will be. That's what he sees as his mission, you know, ending wars all over the world. In fact, it's not American strength that's provocative. It's American weakness that's provocative. It's what our adversaries see when they see a declining, inattentive America, an America with a steadily declining defense budget. Really, steadily is the wrong word, a massively declining defense budget under Obama. And they look at that and say, this is our moment of opportunity. I think the president looks at the world through the wrong end of a telescope, and I think we're seeing some of that play out in Syria right now.
So here's my concern, and this has played out before. After the embassy bombings in the early 90s, President Clinton did some pinpoint strikes so we could say we responded. And Al-Qaeda laughed, right, and said, these guys are, I mean, look what we did to them, and they don't care, so they started planning 9/11. Is that a real possibility here that the president, because he drew the red line, will have to do some sort of military strike, be able to say, I checked that box, we did it, and they'll go, look, you know, the United States is a paper tiger now and plan something bigger?
He's all but said that in various interviews. He's not going to overthrow the Assad regime with military force, although he says that's our objective. He actually said in an interview, I think it was 2 days ago on public television, he said, we want to fire a shot across the bow of the Assad regime. Well, you know, the president doesn't know much about the military, but the point of firing a shot across somebody's bow is you don't actually hit them. It's a warning shot. So he's saying that even though I'm sure some of our cruise missiles might actually hit something, that's all it's intended to be. That kind of response will leave us worse off than if we had no response at all, because Assad and more importantly Iran in its pursuit of nuclear weapons will say, we can get away with this. We can use chemical weapons. We can have a nuclear weapons capability. It's not that they can do that at no cost, perhaps, but at a very tiny cost, which in the big picture amounts to the same thing. I mean, it's just unbelievable to try to piece together what Obama thinks his strategy is. I've said it's like trying to nail Jell-O to a wall. It just he doesn't think about protecting American interests. Even in the case of Syria, what he's talking about is, and these are his words, the violation of an international norm against the use of chemical weapons. Well, that's all very nice and whatnot, but the real American interest is in making sure that countries don't get those weapons in the first place, and if they do, as in the case of Syria, that they're not used against us. That's our responsibility. Let somebody else take care of the international norms.
Ambassador, I hearken back to Teddy Roosevelt, walk softly, carry a big stick. Have we gotten to the point where we've gotten reactionary with Middle East policy? And I'm going to go back a couple of administrations with this, where we're dealing with what's presented in front of us, and they're pushing our buttons. They're probing. They're seeing what our reaction is. If you've got that big stick, but you use it a little bit more metered, is that a better policy so that you know that when it is used, we're legitimate and we mean it. Does that have a better point of reference for those that are trying to attack the U.S. And our interests?
Well, I think it also goes to the question of trying to define what our interests are. You don't use the big stick indiscriminately. You don't just walk around looking for some place to make your point. The starting place is defining what American interests are. And I think the administration has been way off the mark on that. You know, they've been supporting the Arab Spring from the outset. That was the point of the president's speech in Cairo in 2009 before the Arab Spring had even begun. And it is very much a policy reminiscent of Woodrow Wilson, who famously said, as we went into World War I, it was a war to make the world safe for democracy. Theodore Roosevelt not only had speak softly and carry a big stick, he had the right response to Wilson. He said, first, we are to make the world safe for ourselves. That's what American national security policy is about. It's about protecting American interests and our friends and allies. And I don't think President Obama understands that.
All right. Given everything we know now of where we are at, if you're making the call, what do we do? What would you recommend for military action? How's this movie going to end?
Well, I wouldn't use military action. I'd roll the tape back 4.5 years and start over. But if he's going to do it, and, you know, even as we speak, this thing is unraveling. The British government has run into a ditch on this. The Germans have come out against it. The French are wavering. No surprise there. I'm not sure what's going to happen. 24 hours ago, I would have said it was a lead pipe cinch that Obama would use military force to get himself out of the box that he put himself into. And if he did, if you take it as inevitable that we'll use force, whether you like that or not, I'd go after the chemical weapons stockpiles and the units that use the chemical weapons. If that's what you're trying to show is the issue, then do something that may help us if at least indirectly, by reducing Assad's chemical weapons capabilities so that he can't use them against us, or al-Qaeda, if they capture control in Syria, they can't use them against us.
Speaking of that, do you think that it's clear there were chemical weapons used here? AP sources now are saying the intelligence on those weapons are no slam dunk, which has entered this debate at the 11th hour. What do you make of that?
Yeah, look, all I can say is after Joe Biden, John Kerry, Barack Obama, they're only missing Chris Dodd, for God's sakes, after 10 years of criticizing the Bush administration on intelligence, if they've screwed this up, they ought to all resign in embarrassment.
What do you mean by screw it up? Meaning there wasn't...
If the intelligence doesn't bear... Look, John Kerry, Secretary of State, made a very strong statement a couple of days ago from the podium of the State Department about how this was a moral obscenity and so on. Now, if it turns out the evidence doesn't bear that out, a normal sense of shame would cause people like that to leave the public sphere.
You know, when you start looking at policy and moving forward, how do you fix a Middle East policy? I put it back to having energy security and taking care of ourselves first. Is that the correct avenue to go down?
Well, that would make sense only if you believe in carbon-based fuels, which this administration apparently doesn't. You know, they've had a war on coal going. They won't approve the Keystone Pipeline. Really, the desire for algae and solar and wind is so great that they can't seem to see it straight. But in a sensible world, obviously you would take advantage of North America's enormous oil and natural gas resources and reduce our dependence on Middle Eastern oil. It wouldn't eliminate it entirely, and you know there's a global market in oil, but you would certainly put a lot of price competition into the picture, and in terms just of physical security, at least a lot more of it would be here in the United States rather than several oceans away.
Final question on the news of the day. A lot of folks say, hey, you better go to Congress and get approval. Better brief those folks and get the blessing there. Also, some talk of the UN's role. What would be your advice there?
Well, there's no need to have UN approval. The United States doesn't need external approval of what it does from anybody, period, close quote. Nor is the president required to get an authorization to use force from Congress. It may be politically in his advantage to do that. But, you know, that moment is slipping away. I'm just amazed watching the what's happening in Britain today, and I think it's going to have a spillover effect here. The president could lose this because he's leading from behind again.
Wow. Thank you, Ambassador Bolton. Thanks for the expertise. We appreciate you. Your reaction to that next.
Steve Buchan and Scott Henin want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Hey, Scott Henin with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find Longevity. The Longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Chef 5-Minute Meals, the complete self-contained bug-out meal. No water needed to rehydrate this survival food. Everything for a hot home-style meal is already included. Steaming hot in just 5 minutes, anytime, anywhere. Perfect for disasters or distress, yet great for every day. Shelf-stable for 5 years without refrigeration. For a limited time, buy a 12-pack of assorted meals and get free shipping to the lower 48. Order at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Henin, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at What's On Your Mind Radio.com. Around the region, weather-wise, 71 in Jamestown this hour. Bismarck, Mandan, 72. Williston, 67. Dickinson, 70. Minot at 70. Devil's Lake, 70. Grand Forks, 68. 72 in Fargo. Miles City, 67. Mobridge, 81 this hour. Aberdeen, 71. Pierce, 75. Lemon at 71. And back to your call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. John in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Yes, the Voice of the Martyrs have made a statement that Iran is ready to fall totally and completely into Christianity. The second thing is many of these countries are ready to fall into Christianity. They should be putting Christian literature and Bibles into many of these countries, and they, most of them would become Christian overnight once they understood it, for the most part. Now, Voice of the Martyrs has been on a worldwide trying to help Christians who have been imprisoned by a small minority of Muslims who have taken over these countries from Christianity as time went by under threat of violence and other things. But it's just like Ukraine and Russia. The amount of Christians in these countries have been total, and they you can see them when they have their meetings, and by the millions they meet. And it's the same thing as Iran, North Korea, and many of the Muslim countries. They're ready to fall. They would be better dumping all kinds of Christian Bibles if they want to do something inside these countries. Yeah, that would be the attack that they would want to take, but they
well,
won't
I mean,
do that.
Yeah, can you imagine that? I mean, for one, I think they would see that as inciting some sort of religious war further than what it, many perceive as already there. What is the Voice of Martyrs, John? Group you're talking about?
The Voice of the Martyrs was started by a Jew called Richard Rembrandt. He converted to Christianity. And he started the organization of helping Christians inside all these countries that had restrictions on religious worship as well. He became Christian himself, and he spread his organization throughout the whole world in order to help Christians who are suffering.
I pray they have good intelligence, because I think what they are suggesting is close to happening. I'm not so sure that that's the case. Certainly, from any indications we read from the normal tea leaves, but if they have some sort of inside track, I think that'd be good for the world in the long run. John, appreciate the call. Thanks, Tom, and it'll probably put me on some target list. I'll say it because I believe
it. NSA is watching you now.
Tom and I don't think it's the NSA I'd have to worry about there. Yeah. Tom and Bismarck, go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Thanks, gentlemen. Hey, America needs to mind its own business. We got enough problems right here at home.
Well, we started with that. We started with that question for John Bolton. Did you hear his answer to that when he talked about, okay, take it out of the context of Syria, a bad actor using chemical weapons, and put it into the broader context of Syria really is acting on behalf of Iran and what Iran intends to do. So to suggest you just say, hey, we're going to opt out. You end up with someone that has chemical weapons, a nuclear weapon, and you have a foe that could do great damage to American national security. Does that not worry you, Tom?
So is it okay for America to go over there with drones and chemical weapons that they gave Saddam Hussein? They gave him? It's okay for America to do all this stuff, but anybody else does it, oh, shame on them, right? So America needs to mind its own business. Thank you. Have a good day.
Even if minding its own business means that a enemy ends up with more weapons to use against us. That's the question.
Yeah, that goes back to that big stick. You know what? Defend ourselves, defend our borders, take care of our own. This comes down to a lot of energy issues when you start talking the Middle East. We've got all the resources here in this country that we need. Let's use them. Let's not have to worry about what's going on in the Middle East. We can help out our friends. We can help out Israel. But you know what? if you decide you want to use those, swift justice, and it will come back on you tenfold. And there's that big stick, but you know what? We will use it. Quit getting our buttons pushed.
Here's what worries me, and we also touched on this with Ambassador Bolton. We're not feared, right? We're not respected. And it's because we've just sort of, bought into this, let's just wish these things away and focus in on, transforming American healthcare and, enabling more people on government programs in the United States. And we'll just sort of wish that stuff away. Meanwhile, not respected, not feared, that's dangerous. So I'm with you on the big stick, but nobody's buying our big stick anymore. More and more are not. And that's a significant...
And that goes back several administrations, though.
Well, I think, quite honestly, one could argue that we didn't respond effectively to what happened to us on 9/11 in the Bush administration.
I'll go back to the 80s, back to Iran. We have had failed policies in the Middle East for a long time now. We're not good at picking winners and losers in the Middle East.
Certainly, I think people rightly have criticized our lack of response to the Marine barracks in the early 80s, and we touched on the 90s, but it's not an easy situation by any stretch. Thanks for listening, folks. Another hour coming up of What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnan. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.